In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Yeah. Let's all go to the 20 minutes after 5 o'clock, Alan Adams from The Main Edge with us, brought to you every Monday by Bangor Mall Cinema 10, where they have a film for everybody in the family. Check him out at 557 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor. Hello, Al.
Hello. How are you?
Welcome out. Great. You?
I'm really well. Thank you.
You found us. So they're paving the parking lot.
I did. Yeah. It was and there's some sort of like weird traffic holdup on Broadway. So I'm creeping up very close, and I'm like, oh, okay. I'm listening to you guys, talk about the changing face of radio and whatnot. And I get up and I see the tape across the parking lot, and I'm like, oh God, there must be another place to go, but I had no idea. Like, wow. I didn't realize there was another driveway.
The secret driveway.
Yeah. So I was pleasantly surprised when I was like, am I going to have to park it? Do I have to go park at the high school and like walk over? Like, what? I don't know what's happening, but I figured it out.
I'm glad you found us.
Yeah.
It should be. Will that be finished up tomorrow, Gary, you think?
It should be. Yes.
Although it's going to rain, though.
Yeah, it's got to set up, so I think it'll probably be blocked off until at least midday tomorrow, because they were just doing most of the work this afternoon.
But spent a good chunk of my day. I worked from home today because we had a plumber coming.
Good. Oh dear.
Yep. We just some minor drain issues, like minor but not so minor that I can be trusted to deal with it.
No.
Because I'm not that guy.
I don't. Your plumbing problem, anybody's plumbing problem, they're never minor.
Yeah.
Are they?
Well, I mean, it was like the folks came over. I don't know who's an advertiser and who's not, so I don't want to go into specifics.
We have no plumbers on there, but if they're good, you know, tell us.
Yeah. I went with Tim's Plumbing.
Oh yeah. Well, I've worked with Tim's before.
Yeah. They were great. The only issue was, like, I made the call on Thursday, and this afternoon was the first available time that they had. And so, we've been sort of figuring out the whole shower situation for a few days. Happily, my sister lives just a couple blocks from us, so we were able to just go over and use her shower a couple times to keep things clean. They came in, took care of the shower drain. Actually had a minor issue with our kitchen sink that also needed to be fixed. They took care of that as well.
Nice.
All very reasonably priced and handled in a timely manner. So good on you, Tim's Plumbing.
There you go. Yeah. Well, they've been a sponsor of the show in the past.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that's why we know they're good peeps. We had a fun show. Speaking of shows, so we had a fun improv show Friday.
Yeah, with a lovely turnout. Yeah,
Were all those people?
Mostly
Michelle Weatherby's family.
Yeah, there was a significant chunk of the Kansas-based Wilkes clan who showed up. My in-laws saw a show for the very first time.
Oh, was that their first show?
Yeah, they'd never been before.
Oh dear. They're still okay with the choice their daughter made?
You know, I haven't spoken to them since then, but they all seem to have a very good time. No, they brought their friends, their neighbors from across the street came up. They did a whole night on the town. They had dinner and then they went to the show, and pretty sure they went to the casino afterwards.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, so they're living it up. And then the weekend was nuts because, there's all kinds of live theater, happening, in the region. We'll talk about that more on Wednesday probably. There's only the one wide release movie, the only thing that anyone seemed to go see, this weekend, which was, the live action, I guess that's what you call it, the live action remake of The Lion King, although there's nothing live about it because it's all computer generated stuff, but it's photorealistic, so I guess we're going to go ahead and just call it live action, even though there's no people in it.
I'm not sure that my son aspires to be a film critic, but his comment the other day after the trailer was, I don't know if I want to see the new Lion King. Do you know they're not really real animals? I said, yeah, I did know that. He goes, I don't think it will be as good as the original.
Well, young Mr. Kimball, kind of nail on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty solid review for someone who hadn't actually seen the movie. Like, look, I think we can all agree that Disney pretty much owns the entertainment industry at this point with all the mergers and acquisitions and all that stuff. Between the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the Star Wars franchise, like, they've, you know, they've pretty much got the sort of Cineplex locked down. And now they're doing these sort of live action remakes of their classic animated fare, which, you know, that process has been going for a couple of years now. But 2019 is where it really feels like it's come to a head a little bit, because we got Dumbo back in March, and then Aladdin was back in May. And now this one, The Lion King, which going in, I thought this would be the best of the three, only because it's got a dynamite cast. Jon Favreau directs, and he did a great job with the Jungle Book that they did a couple mm-hmm. of years ago. And so I was like, okay, like, then the trailer started to land, and I'm like, oh, there's some Uncanny Valley stuff happening with these with these animals, and it's making me a little it's making me feel a little unsettled. And then you go and watch the movie, and once again, and I've said this every time I've watched one of these types of movies, you're struck by just how unnecessary it all seems.
Yeah,
like that's the big thing. And I mean we all know why they're doing
it. Right, how long ago was Lion King?
I mean, it's almost 30 years at this point.
Is
like,
it really?
Like 25? Wow. Like I want to say, okay, like early 90s for the Lion King.
But has it aged?
That's the thing. Like, it's such a, like, you know, you don't want to throw around the word like masterpiece or anything like that. But that era of Disney animation, that sort of renaissance period that started with The Little Mermaid and kind of ran up through The Lion King, like, those movies are all exceptional. And they're still exceptional. Like, that's the thing. Mm. A lot of animated movies don't age particularly well, right, just because, you know, advances in technology, sure, and all that stuff. But those movies all still play.
And I look at any... yeah, and you're right. We know why they made them. It's all about money. But I would look and I guess say, could you improve on the technology? Is the story that was presented last time a little bit dated? Can you get better acting? To me, that was always going to be the problem with Aladdin. Will Smith's a very talented guy, but he's no Robin Williams.
He's not Robin Williams.
Who and, no one is.
Yeah. And that's, I guess that's the thing. When you talk about the you know, the relative, you know, timelessness of the story. I mean, The Lion King's pretty much Hamlet. Like, we've already, yeah, you know, like, we've all sort of as a culture decided that this story is timeless. And so, especially if you're not going to bring anything narratively new to the table, which this movie decidedly does not. Like, there is nothing new about the story being told here.
And is it essentially shot for shot?
It's pretty close.
Wow.
It's pretty close. You know, it's longer, but it's a lot of, like, you know, establishing shots and, like, you know, it's almost B-roll, an effort to show it's like, well, we spent all this time and money making these beautiful sort of landscapes. Let's look at them for a while. And they're, let me be clear, it is visually stunning. Like, it's a beautifully crafted movie in terms of the aesthetics. Like, it's a wonderful looking movie. And the photorealism of the animals, like, when you watch it, it's significant. Like, they've done a marvelous job of capturing the way animals look and the way animals move. But that's a double-edged sword, because they are so true to the motions, to the way an animal moves. And there's a simple lack of fluidity of expression that animals have that is inescapable if you're gonna commit to the photorealistic vibe. And that lack of expression makes all the dialogue feel flat and lifeless. Like, just because so much of what we gather, like how we experience storytelling through dialogue, yes, the words are important, but just as important are facial expressions and body language and things like that. And when you have faces that just don't move in that way, like, something is lost. And so that's probably the biggest issue that I have with this movie, aside from, again, the basic inessentialness of it, is the fact that, like, the storytelling does fail, because you know, there's no real soul to it because of that lack of expression, you know, on the face of things. Like I'm not gonna sit here and go through the plot of The Lion King. Like, if you don't know how The Lion King goes, then man, like have you've got some catching up to do. But I'll talk about the cast and whatnot. Donald Glover as the sort of adult Simba. And that's an inspired casting choice. Like so many of the casting choices are so good. Beyonce as Nala, Billy Eichner and Seth Rogen as Timon and Pumbaa was delightful. Though I will say, Hakuna Matata will always be my jam. Seth Rogen's maybe a little out of his depth when he's trying to sing Hakuna Matata. Yeah. And there's a little bit of that sort of speak singing kind of thing there. And it's fine. Like that's maybe the one place where it's not quite a Robin Williams situation, but you got to go a long way to beat a team like, you know, Nathan Lane and Ernie Sabella, you know what I mean? And it's like, and I love Billy Eichner and I love Seth Rogen. They're just not those guys.
Right.
And that's okay. Like they, the comedic stuff that they did, the comedic chemistry was good. James Earl Jones is back, which thank God, because there is no other Mufasa.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can get him, you get him. Alfre Woodard is the queen. I forget the queen lion's name. And then Scar, maybe the best Disney villain of the last 30 years. Like there are a couple there are a couple that you could probably make an argument for, but there's a real darkness to Scar that you don't necessarily get in many animated movies. Chiwetel Ejiofor, who's great.
Yeah.
Again, they're all great. In the hyenas, you've got some wonderful work by comedians like Keegan-Michael Key is in it, Eric Andre. And so you've got this phenomenal cast, the voice cast that you've assembled. And they're all clearly doing the best work that they can possibly do, because so many of these people have real connections to the original. And that sort of affection that plays, like you can tell. But so much of their work is undermined by the simple fact that, everything they say is like 20% less impactful because the characters' faces don't move. So it's a complicated thing. All that being said, it made $185 million at the box office this weekend. Right. And it's up over $500 million globally because it released a week earlier overseas. So, I mean, they're going to keep making these.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and I get it, like it's a business, and you know, if you've got this sort of intellectual property, especially in a landscape that has become more and more sort of accepting of the idea of the reboot, the remake, you know, the unanticipated sequel, like that's the movie business now. And so of course they're gonna trot these things out because they know they're gonna make a bajillion dollars with it. So again, it's not a bad movie, and I need to stress that. Like, it's not a bad movie, and it's not a bad time. Like, I was in a screening that was pretty close to full, a lot of kids there, and the kids were, like, they clapped at the end, you know? Like,
and particularly if you haven't seen the original.
You know, and I mean, the songs are still awesome, although I have a particular nit that needs picking. Look, you want to have Donald Glover and Beyonce sing Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Yeah, give me that. They sang it during the day, Rich.
What? That's not right.
Like, the scene took place during the day, and they're singing, and it was just one of those weird little things where it's like, why? I don't, like, someone somewhere should have said, Mr. Favreau, just one thing here.
The song is called.
Can you feel the love today? But yeah, again, it's fun. Like, the kids had fun. The songs are still great. They hold up. There are some compelling moments. And again, beautiful to look at. Like, legitimately beautiful to look at. Clearly, some incredible talent was done. Went to work on making these sorts of visual choices and creating the aesthetic for this movie. But it's just, again, it's like we said right at the top, it just feels unnecessary. You know what I mean? I would love to see those resources devoted to creating something new or failing that, at least give me a reason to feel like this remake is necessary.
Right.
Instead of, you know, going full Van Zant and dropping Vince Vaughn into Psycho. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like, just like give me a reason to need to make me need to see it, yeah, as opposed to just making it so, well, there's, I mean, it's hot. Let's go watch. Yeah, The Lion King. You liked that when, you know, you were a little kid. Let's go watch it again. Why not?
With animals who look like much of Hollywood, too much Botox, can't make facial expressions.
Stuff's just not, it just doesn't move the way it needs to move, Rich. But yeah, again, it's okay. Like, the movie is okay. The unfortunate truth is the original was far better than that. And I guess that's the problem.
There you go. Alan Adams talking Lion King on Downtown. Thank you, Al.
My pleasure.
We'll catch you on Wednesday. And yeah, you got a lot of theater to fill us in on Wednesday.
Some great theater stuff. $10 Theater, Richard III. Went down to Stonington to check out their production of Shakespeare in Love. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Awesome. Good stuff out there.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Al.
Yep.